And here is my good friend, Dan Tully. Dan, you look tremendous. How are you?
As do you, Brad. It's great to be here. And when we knew we had a veterans issue, there's only one person in this state that could handle it better, and that's you.
Well, thank you for the compliment. Thank you very much. And you know something? This morning, I was talking about this, and right away, the telephone, and I said, well, I said, you tune in at 25 minutes before 9, and you'll get the whole story. Now, I just wonder, and people will wonder, what is it with the veterans? How did this all come about?
Well, Brad, there's a big law change that's pending right now, and we only have 18 days to act. Specifically, there's a program called Aid in Attendance, where if you're a veteran and you served during a wartime, and you could have served right here in Bloomfield, Connecticut during the Korean War, the Vietnam War, World War II, you're eligible for assistance to help pay for the cost of long-term care. And a veteran could receive up to $26,000 per year tax-free to help pay for those costs.
And kidding.
A lot of veterans are not aware of that. That's why we're running 4 free seminars this week. And if any veteran cannot make the seminar, please call us right away. We'll get you right in because we have to act before the 18th. What happens on the 18th? The law changes. Just like Medicaid Title 19, there'll be a look-back period for any gifts that are made. Right now, as we sit here today, there's absolutely no look-back period whatsoever for any gifts that are made by a veteran, and they can still qualify for this program. The sad thing is, a lot of veterans don't even know this program exists.
See, this is what I get all the time with veterans, too. They really, but let's hope today we can get to them. Now, again, when did they notify you? I'm just curious about some of this stuff.
We were told a few years ago that the Congress was considering this. We didn't know until about a week ago that this was happening. So it's not giving veterans a lot of time to adjust. But there is still time now for veterans to be able to get their affairs in order, to make a transfer. And even if, Brad, a veteran says, you know, I'm in pretty good health now, I don't think I'm going to need this program, if you make the transfer now,
absolutely,
you'll be grandfathered in. And so if you need care, say, 3 years from now, you will be grandfathered in, and then your asset will be protected.
Oh, you got to do it.
Absolutely.
You've got the time now.
Right.
Let's get to the place and where it is. And you've got how many?
We've got 4 different seminars tomorrow at Chippenny Country Club, tomorrow morning, 10 to 12. Wednesday at First and Last Tavern in the evening from 6 to 8. Thursday from our friends downstate in Wallingford at the Wallingford Country Club from 5 to 7. If anyone's interested, they can call right now, 860-583-1341. That's our office. Again, that's 860-583-1341. The seminars are completely free. If for whatever reason, if a veteran can't make it, give us a call. They can come in and speak to me in person for free, because we owe this to our veterans. I want veterans to know about this program. It's a wonderful way for a lot of veterans to stay independent and stay in their own home. And like we said, a lot of veterans aren't even aware that this program exists.
Now, let's go back to the beginning again. If you're a veteran, stay right with us, and we've got all the details. And this is the number here.
Absolutely. That's our office. It's 860-583-1341.
Okay, I want to give this number. All right, listen to me. 860-583-1341. You can call that number. If you are a veteran, you can call that number, and they'll take care of you, okay? Now, Tuesday, October the 2nd, that is tomorrow, the Chimpanzee Country Club in Bristol, Connecticut, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. If you got it, refreshments will be served. That's Tuesday, October the 2nd, tomorrow, Chimpanzee Country Club, 6 Marsh Road, Bristol, Connecticut, if you are a veteran, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And on Wednesday, October 3rd, all right, First and Last Tavern, 32 Cook Street, Plainville, Connecticut. You got it? First and Last Tavern on Wednesday, 32 Cook Street, Plainville, Connecticut, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And refreshments will be served. Same telephone number. I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. Thursday, all right, listen carefully. Thursday, October 4th, the Wallingford Country Club, 195 Long Hill Road. This is in Wallingford, Connecticut. That's from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. 5 p.m. in the afternoon till 7 p.m. in the evening. But the best thing for you to do is to be sure and call this number, 860-583-1341. And again, if they come in now and they get this done now, this will stay with them, right?
They will be grandfathered in, Brad.
We have
18 days. We have 18 days, so the time to act is right now. There's no time to delay. We have to get this done. And let's be honest, veterans have earned this. They deserve this. They should get this benefit. And we want veterans to be aware. And widows and widowers of veterans are also eligible for this program. That's why we want folks to come and hear all about the program. Explain everything to them. They can meet with me for free. They can attend the seminar for free. And again, it's $26,000 per year, tax-free, to help defray the cost of home care, assisted living, or nursing home care.
Home care, any one of them.
Any one of them. And it's a wonderful program. And again, if you're a widow or widower of a veteran, you are also eligible. The only criteria is you have to be a wartime veteran, but you didn't have to be in the actual war theater. You could have been here in the States during World War II, Korea, Vietnam, or any of the Gulf conflicts. That's something that's it's a wonderful program. We want to make sure that everyone's aware of this before the law changes.
Now, let me ask you just what's probably a stupid question. Why do they wait so long? Why do they? I mean, we got to, you know, we're going to have the time. I know we will.
Right.
But why do they do this?
Well, crazy things happen, as we know, in Washington. And the concern is,
how'd you find out about it?
Well, I'm involved in a lot of different veterans organizations, and I'm involved with the elder law attorneys throughout the state, the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. I served on their board. So we're plugged into what's going on. But it's unfortunate that the general public is not aware of this. And that's why we're trying to spread the word. We're going to do as many seminars, meet as many people as we need to between now and the 18th. So we're getting up early and we're staying up late and getting it done for our veterans.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you, when I walked in here this morning, very, very early, and I saw your name on the chart, and I said to myself right away, I said, it's got to be something. Naturally, it's veterans. It says so on the sheet here. But he's got to have something that he's got to get done soon, because that's the way he operates, and he doesn't quit. So that's why you're here.
Well, this is an issue that's near and dear to my heart. I'm the son of a colonel who's since passed. I'm here today with a very good friend of our firm, Bill DeHuff, who is a Vietnam veteran who I brought here with me today. We're incredibly proud of him, and he's an example of someone. You know, if you've earned this benefit, and we want to make sure that all veterans out there are getting this information, we'd be happy to go out and speak to any veterans group that'd like to have us to explain this to. We got to get the information out, and we've got to help our veterans.
And again, the telephone number, my friends, that you should call, okay? 860-583-1341. 860-583-1341. If you are a veteran, just listen to me carefully, okay? These are put on short order, but we always take the hill. Remember that. 560-583-1341. And again, this is, you know something? This is a fabulous deal for a veteran.
Well, they've earned it.
But still,
it could be the difference, Brad, between staying in your own home and staying independent and having to go into a nursing home. And that's why we want so many people to be aware of it. That's why we're spreading the word. We know all the wonderful things that you do for veterans here in the state, and we appreciate that. And we thought that this would be the best way to get the word out throughout the state and get these benefits to where they belong, to the veterans.
Now, when they come in, what happens? Just give us a little bit.
Well, what we'd want to see is it's very important that family members have the DD-214, which is the discharge papers. If you don't have them, don't worry about it. There's ways in which we can get that. That's just to show your dates of service, to show that you qualify. From there, we would need to know a little bit about their health history, that there's certain activities of daily living that you can't do. But don't worry about that. Again, you can plan now, and if you need this program a year, two, three from now, you will be grandfathered in under the much more favorable laws, which is what we want to help families with. And we'll go over a little bit about what their finances are, because there are income and asset guidelines. But believe me, there are a lot of people who say, well, I don't qualify, I have too much. Believe me, there's ways in which legally, ethically, you can become eligible for this program.
Boy, I can tell you this. Every time that you did the program with me, okay, it was always in a situation. I went out to your, where you operate from.
Right.
It's always your situation. However, there are many, many veterans, and you know it as well as I know it, that would have never, ever, ever got any one of these programs if it didn't be the way that you set this thing up, and you know that it always happens like this. One of the things that the military's got to straighten out, though, they really, really do, that not just to spring it on people, because it's tough on these guys. It really is.
Right.
You know, we have the same problems at the South Park Inn.
Mm-hmm.
The same problem with making sure that they get what they need.
Well, once we get through this battle, we're going to make sure that we're very concerned about what's going to happen after the elections and cut in veterans' benefits. And believe me, we're going to be keeping an eye on that, and I'm going to be keeping you advised, Brad, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen also.
Well, that's just terrific. So I'm hoping that you folks who are listening, you veterans, who are listening, will make this phone call. That's the big thing. And you'll get straightened out after that. Just worry about getting on the phone. 860-583-1314. And people are there to take those calls.
People are available right now. Again, 860-583-1341. And if you want to go to the seminars, let us know. If you can't make it and you need to talk to me, let us know, and we'll be in touch with you.
But the seminars, they can get to the seminars right away.
Right away, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and a lot of great free information, and they can get their questions answered. It's a great way to move forward with us.
I want to go down Tuesday, tomorrow, Chippany Country Club, 6 Marsh Road, Bristol, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You got it? All right. Wednesday, First and Last Tavern, 32 Cook Street, Plainville, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, October 4th, Wallingford, Connecticut, the Country Club. Wallingford, 195 Long Hill Road, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, get to that telephone, 860-548-1341. You got it? 860-538-1341. And you veterans, if you're home, if you need some help, if you got some folks around the house, but just don't forget this. This is very, very important, and it's going to be with you for a long, long time. That's the big thing. And I remember when we've done these before, and they've all worked out. And you never have to worry. You're going to get help. Nobody's going to leave you alone. And that is one of the most important things that can happen to any veteran. Okay, my friend.
Brad, great seeing you.
No, I'm glad you came in here, and just keep me informed still if this is going to continue right on along.
We absolutely will, and we want to make sure that your listeners are up to date on what's happening, and we can keep them up to date. And if they wanted to go to our website, that's www.ktelderlaw.com. And there's a lot of good free information. There's some information there about the veterans program, and they can check it out.
Give me
there.
That again.
www.ktelderlaw.com. A lot of good free information there. They can see the information, and we'll be happy to go over all this with them at the seminars.
Okay, my friends. Very important. very important to veterans. And I know there are a good many veterans that listen to this program every single morning. So you just call that number, and they'll take care of you, 860-583-1341. And we'll see you soon. God bless you, and you'll get good taken care of. I'll tell you that for sure.